dressed up and willing to sweat. Tucked up inside of the cool ledge she'd found somewhere along the way. Another day, and another goddamn dance to have to do. She'd slide her arms real delicate like.
Get in the van!
Get in the van!
We're doing podcast stuff!
Apparently, like, quickly and unannounced. Unprepared, like the usual!
I announced it a few minutes ago.
Yeah, that was a few minutes ago.
And that was, you know, things have happened since then.
Hey, this is Twisted Cat.
And Patch.
And Batman.
I'm not here.
And we have just left the House of Blues in Anaheim.
For the last time.
We saw Dorothy. I love Dorothy.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I love Dorothy again.
Always.
No, again. Not always.
He didn't like that album.
We'll get there.
Yeah, you didn't like their last tour.
I did not like the last tour. She's gotten over her Stevie Nicks phase. We're all good again.
I always liked Stevie Nicks. Anyway, the Parish at House of Blues. I always forget how much the sound sucks there. And how much it's just crowded and a shit show.
And they've totally given up on ADA and are giving the barest of lip service.
So, like, I haven't filled you guys in on this. So, anyway, I was sitting on the floor. Batman went over and gave security grief because they would not give me a space in the ADA thing. And he came over and gave us some spiel, brought me a chair. And
no, we had to get a manager first.
Right, okay.
Then the manager gave us the spiel and brought us a chair.
And told us we had to follow the rules in the future. I'm like, we have to follow the rules in the future? Anyway. And then some woman who was in the ADA section heard that I had been sitting on the floor and came and got me and brought me into the ADA section. Now, she was also bringing all sorts of other people into the ADA section, none of whom really seemed to need assistance. But, you know, I don't know. She had a VIP pass. Apparently the seat that she gave me was being sat in by Joyous Wolf's lead singer's mother because she thought it was the VIP section. And when she discovered that there was someone who needed the seat, she went somewhere else.
Turn right onto Manchester Avenue.
At least that's the story I was given. I don't fucking know. But yeah, it was a total shit show and the security wasn't checking anything.
Yeah, had we just not said anything, we'd have done whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
Yep. But anyways, that's the good old
house. Turn left onto the I-5 South
Then
merge onto I-5 South.
Pardon my navigation.
We're in Orange County, can you tell?
We're going to go to the Boulevard.
So, first band up was Classless Act.
They, do not fit their name at all. They are absolutely a class act. They had free hand sanitizers branded and QR coded at the door. And God, they were just a goddamn joy, weren't they?
They were. They were a lot of fun, a lot of high energy. I mean, not only the band, but like the lead singer, not only but looks and just his mannerisms. It was like watching the Lone Rangers from Airheads play a real show.
Yeah.
He was like wide-eyed, had the whole, it was late 80s rock vibe going.
It was very late 80s.
I mean,
the kids were probably born sometime in the 90s.
Yeah.
So they heard
very
about
90s,
it.
But that's
it was very David Lee Roth without the coke. So, you know, not the hyper David Lee Roth energy, but the, you know, tone it down to a 7. And they were good.
They were good.
It was good.
They were good. They did a good show, and you know, they weren't there to play and fuck off.
They were there and stayed around.
Hanging out in the crowd, high-fiving people. They came to listen to the other bands.
Well, I mean,
they've been on tour with those two bands.
Yeah, they've been on tour. This is their hometown.
Yep.
They're from LA.
Except for the one guy from Dallas.
Right.
Right.
And I could tell that they were playing to a hometown crowd because for the middle band, and we'll get to them in a minute, but for the middle band, there were far fewer people on the floor.
Yeah. So, and weirdly, I think the sound may actually have been best for Classless Act.
I would agree.
Which is weird.
Yeah, it is weird. What was up with the gentleman with the dreadlocks? He had some weird lip issue thing going on.
I did not notice.
He was constantly doing, like New Jersey duck face.
Huh. He was biting his lip.
And then, well, he would stick his upper lip out in duck face, and then he would stick his tongue to the corner of his mouth, and then he would bite his lower lip. It was a pattern.
It was those Michael Jordan affectation things.
The Michael Jordan plus the white man's overbite plus...
Plus duck face.
It
was really distracting. He was very cute doing it, but it was really weird. Thank you. I really needed to know that.
But yes, a classless act. Were in fact a class act. Would see again.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I would. And hey, they're local. We might get to.
Yeah, we should totally look them up.
And then we had the opportunity to see Joyous Wolf again.
Boy, were we not looking forward to that.
I was pleasantly surprised compared to what I remember.
Yeah, I am absolutely. No
all
doubt.
Of us kind of were. They were much more interesting than I remember them having been.
Well, as I pointed out, it seems like they've grown some.
Yes.
The lead singer is no longer a teenager trying to swing from the lighting rig.
Oh, God, that was them.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious. Because he still tried to do acrobatics and ate shit.
Yeah, he lost. He caught a toe or something trying to jump into the crowd and took a header, and it was not pretty.
Yeah, I didn't see it happen. I felt him from the back of the room hit the floor.
Yeah, he like got everybody to, he got the crowd to split, and then he like went to leap down into the crowd, and I saw him catch a toe and like do that like kind of whip kind of thing, and head first down.
Yeah, and I heard the whole crowd go, ooh.
Oh, see, I thought everybody was going, ooh, and then focusing in to see what happened, and I was like, I couldn't see over anybody because I was sitting.
Yeah, the only reason I knew that you could see that was because I was, by that point, in the ADA area.
Shut up. We were all pleasantly surprised. They still weren't good.
They still continue to be loud.
I still continue to not really enjoy them. I figured out who they remind me of now.
The Black Crowes.
No. You're close. They remind me of the Black Crowes if the Black Crowes had all their soul and talent sucked out. Because they're four white kids from OC, another hometown crowd, and oh, wow. So, at one point during the show, the lead singer... like chastises the crowd, comments to the crowd. He's like, "You guys are the quietest crowd we've played to this entire tour," and I wanted to scream back at him, but I didn't. Suck less.
Take the next right onto East Street.
Yeah, but they do suck less than they used to.
Sure.
I mean, I might be damning with faint praise.
The bar.
You know. But. I don't want to be too critical of them because they have absolutely
improved.
Grown as a band.
Yeah.
They have gotten better, and they're out there. They're working hard. Home Dude needs to quit with the acrobatics. but I think it's the only way that he knows to hype the crowd.
His mom was there. She was like right in front of me in the crowd. She was so adorable.
I have arrived. Takaria, oi. Yeah, hopefully I won't eat shit this time either. The first time we came here, I totally ate shit going down the stairs. All right, so.
Joyous Wolf, Dorothy.
Dorothy!
Dorothy!
Yeah, she's fantastic. What a voice, what a presence, what a gem.
I'm not sure she was feeling well tonight.
She couldn't hear.
But there was also, like, a weird vibe coming off of her, and I don't think it was just that she couldn't hear her.
For me...
I mean, it's the last show on the tour.
What I found most distracting was the fan. I think it was distracting her as well. The fan to the face, like, whipping her hair behind her head.
No, she always has that.
It's in her rider.
Yeah, but it was very distracting.
Yeah.
Her hair was not playing nice with the fan tonight. I don't know.
It was the placement, I think. Mm. But, I mean, I also suspect that is, at least on this tour, part of a COVID precaution.
Oh, yeah.
The air moving around you, you're not going to catch as much.
It's going to, you know, keep her from getting as hot and sweaty and just gnarly and everything. But, yeah, the hair was doing crazy things occasionally.
I got some great pictures of the hair doing crazy things.
It didn't distract me at all. It looked totally standard, what I remember. I mean, her hair's a different style.
She has stopped blowing it out, and she's actually letting the curl show through.
Yeah, it was a different style than it has been for the last two or three times we've seen her.
The band was still on point.
Yeah.
Yes.
There were less of them tonight.
Were there?
It was just the three guys.
Was there usually more? She's...
Well, when at the Stevie Nicks phase, there were like 20 people out there.
Oh, well, yeah, Stevie Nicks, that's why.
You couldn't see them from all of the candles on stage.
Right.
That could be why I don't remember
them.
She
has definitely switched from the boho style back to
rocker.
A more rocker
blues
style.
Blues rock, yeah. Gritty,
which I enjoy. So, the sound.
Save yourself the time and just go to the Belasco.
People who haven't listened to us, like, for our entire thing don't know how much we hate the sound at the Belasco. But
the band was definitely louder than she was at various.
Yeah, the mix was fucked up. She had no... She couldn't hear anything in her in-ear monitor.
I think at one time, the only lead vocal was coming from the monitors.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I mean, the sound was just shitty. It started off okay, and then all of a sudden, like, song three, I think it took a nosedive and just got muddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either they had an equipment failure, because there was some running around going on.
Yeah.
I didn't see as much of that during her set as I did, I think, during Joyous Wolf.
During the previous
The
set.
Sound man, like, came screaming up to the front, pushing past people, did something on stage.
He spent, like, half of her set up at the front of the stage.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I missed that.
Although, I'm betting that maybe she had her own sound person back there, and he's the in-house guy, something.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe. Well...
If that was her sound guy, he needs to be fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so either they had an equipment failure, or somebody on the board got their channels mixed up. Because, like, during the drum solo, there was a lack of drum. Like, one of the drums was not being picked up.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I heard when the sound changed. I wasn't sure if it was actual sound because I had just adjusted my earplugs.
No, I was like, wait,
that got really muddy. And so I pulled them back out a little bit. I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's better.
Yeah, it's so hard. But no, it was the sound.
I had not adjusted my earplugs and it distinctly got muddier. So
yeah. So either there was an equipment failure or somebody on the board absolutely fucked up. Which is a shame. But... par for the course at the Parish Room at the House of Blues Anaheim.
That's what, in fact, you get when you pay your main A1 for a national touring act, $16 an hour, and deny them any sort of overtime.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Turns out, yeah.
You get shitty
help. I have friends who have worked there, and I was like, hey, man, can you get me a job there? They're like, yeah. You could work there and do lighting and stuff as long as you're not really interested in, like, oh, I don't know, cash money in return for your work and your labor. It's great.
Yeah. It's why they always have, like, kids who look like they're 22 running the light and sound there.
Because they pay $16 an hour, and you get written up if you're there for more than 6 hours. Straight up.
So it would be better to go work at In-N-Out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
You don't get to see bands for free then, but, you
sure.
know, you probably get better burgers.
True.
But honestly, half of the bands that go through HOB why does anybody want to see them anyway?
I don't know. Somebody does.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, I've also decided that at least until the pandemic dies down to a low roar, and it has not yet, regardless of what some people think, no more shows where there's not seating, because I need people to, like, not bump into me that much, because that was icky.
I got a drink spilled on me. That hasn't happened in ages.
Well, I did have that guy with the dreads at the ghost show fling beer on me with his dreads, but...
Oh, I remember that.
Right. Although it wasn't having a drink spilled on me. It was more like, why am I being rained on?
Yeah.
But anyway... yeah, no, it was just... There were too many people and not enough masks, and people kept wanting to, like, bump into me, and I was like, no, you all have cooties.
It was very crowded.
Yep.
All right. I
ended up having a wall of people protecting me from the... people
trying to stomp on you and fall over you because they didn't see you
because drunk people
drunk people were really annoying.
All right, so what are we seeing next?
I don't know.
Is it Hailstorm?
I think it's Hailstorm, the Pretty Reckless, and Lilith Czar. Is it not?
Aren't we seeing something before then? Because that's in August,
right? We're about to go into June. Are we saying... Oh, wait. No, because Breaking Benjamin is in September.
Oh.
And those are the only tickets I have in my book.
Okay. Well, then, August.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
That's going to be a great show.
Road trip to Phoenix, motherfuckers.
I'm so fucking excited for the Pretty Reckless.
Yes.
And Lilith Czar.
Yeah, but I'm excited for the Pretty Reckless. I love them so goddamn much. I've seen Lizzie and Hailstorm like 3 times now. I've seen the Pretty Reckless once.
Although I am looking forward to a lot of the new stuff off of Lizzie's new album.
Yeah.
New Hailstorm album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Raise Your Horns anthem on there is going to be...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a live show banger.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Hailstorm is always fantastic. I am really looking forward to the Pretty Reckless.
Yeah.
Taylor Momsen is...
Awesome.
Amazing. And I'm really, really excited and looking forward to that.
We could do a surprise show if we happen to run into a band we really enjoy, like at a restaurant or a bar or something in Maui. You may get a surprise, get in the van.
Yeah, that could happen.
we may, like, review the guy playing, you know, Hawaiian slack guitar in some restaurant somewhere. Who knows?
Yeah,
weirder things have happened.
We'll actually, like... no, we are going to make that happen.
Get in the boat. Get in the boat.
We're doing podcast stuff in Hawaii.
Aloha, motherfuckers.
All right, anyway, this has been Twisted Cat.
And Patch.
And Batman.
I'm not here.
And this has been Get in the Van.
We're doing podcast stuff. Drama.